From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. After years of increases, Jefferson County is finally seeing a decline in overdose fatalities. WBHM's Richard Banks talks to local officials to better understand the reasons for the decline and if it's a sign of a longer-term trend.
For the first 4.5 months of this year, Jefferson County has seen a decrease of almost 29% in overdose deaths as compared to the same period last year. Those numbers come from the Jefferson County Coroner's Office and may show a big shift after years of increases. Chief Deputy Coroner Bill Yates says he hopes that downward trend continues, but he's cautiously optimistic.
If we're going to surpass the previous year, we'll see that trend start in the first quarter of that year. And so we're not seeing it this time, so that is great. So this is going to be the first time in a few years that we haven't seen an increase.
Dr. Darlene Traffenstedt is the medical director with the Jefferson County Department of Health. She's hopeful, too, that overdose deaths will remain in decline. She believes the reason for the decrease is multifold. There's been more funding for anti-addiction efforts from both federal sources and settlements with opioid manufacturers and distributors. Peer recovery support has improved, and there's also the overdose-reversing drug Narcan.
I think Narcan accessibility, Narcan moving from a prescription drug to an over-the-counter drug, has greatly increased our capacity to get it out into the community.
She says one reason Narcan is so effective in saving lives is that it's easy to use. Traffenstedt doesn't believe the effort to combat addiction and overdoses is over. She says illicit fentanyl, the extremely potent synthetic opioid, is still accounting for about 80% of overdose deaths. Also, new, even more powerful drugs are hitting the streets. Looking ahead, though, she thinks another weapon in the fight is public awareness.
I think the most important thing is that we remove the stigma around substance use. I know very few families that have not been impacted by this at this point in the epidemic.
Traffenstedt says the opioid crisis remains a public health emergency, and the best approach is to fight it as a community. Richard Banks, WBHM.